In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. Innovations in science curriculum have lagged behind the scientific advances made in research laboratories. Two women who are trying to make up that gap are Jane Poynter and Elizabeth Roberts. Jane is an author and former crew member at Biosphere 2, while Elizabeth is a University of Arizona PhD candidate in the College of Education. Together, they've developed a middle school workbook based on Jane's recent work, Champions for Change, which examines ecological issues through the eyes of professional athletes. Jane begins by recalling when she first realized how to combine science with storytelling.
When I came out of the Biosphere, and I really wanted to be able to tell everybody about the science of building Biosphere 2. Mm-hmm. But there's only a very small percentage of people that really want to hear the hardcore science. What most people want to hear about is the people. What happened to with the people?
Oh, yes.
And so the first book I wrote was about Biosphere 2 and our experiences there. And so I used the adventure of being part of the Biosphere 2 project to tell the science of Biosphere 2. Mm-hmm. And I was actually surprised at the people that enjoyed the book who, frankly, have absolutely no interest in science. But I told a lot of science in that book.
Yes.
And they loved it. And so that was sort of my first experiment on how to really get science across to people who don't think they might be interested in it.
Well, I think the challenge is for many middle school children is that they're at a point in their lives where they're questioning everything. And science is not necessarily considered cool by a lot of people. And so they move off in other directions where they're interested in music and art and so forth. And what I love is to engage students in another part of the story of the adventure of discovery in science. And then before they know it, they're engaged in science and they're thinking scientifically and they're doing science. And they didn't even realize it because they realize it's just part of our world and part of the way that we make sense of our world. So the Champions for Change was another opportunity for you to say, let's take a group of people who wouldn't necessarily think of themselves as scientists or interested in science, the folks who are doing sports and athletics, and let's find that intersection between sports and the environment.
Yeah, so this was really fun. When I first started thinking about sports and the environment, I mean, I thought it was a really kind of a quaint idea.
Quaint?
Yeah, initially I did. I thought, yeah, that's kind of cool. But I really didn't get it until I started talking to some of these athletes that I interviewed for the book.
Right.
And I interviewed athletes from around the world who are really at the top of the game. And I just got extraordinary stories what these athletes are experiencing with the snow. I mean, you know, the stories of when they would go to championships for skiing.
And there'd be no snow. Or she went back, I'm trying to think of the gal's name, but she went back to climb the same glacier 10 years later, and it was 400 feet shorter than it was.
That's exactly right. She had to climb up a 100-foot ladder
to get to the top of the glacier.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that sort of drove me to get involved in this project in such a deep way is because I really firmly believe that science is part of our everyday lives. It's not confined to a laboratory or, you know, some crazed individual who stays up night and day thinking about
the
next experiment. Right, exactly. It happens all day long in all our lives, everywhere.
We just heard Jane Poynter, author of the book Champions for Change, and Elizabeth Roberts, a University of Arizona PhD candidate in the College of Education.